It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. We're talking Lift Up today with Lift Up's Director of Marketing and Development, Debbie Patrick. And top of the morning to you. Hope you had a good holiday. Didn't eat too much turkey.
We did. So it was a wonderful time, and of course we had too much turkey.
Speaking of which, Lift Up, of course, founded back in 1982 to help folks who may not have everything they need for a perfect Thanksgiving dinner or other meal at certain times of the year, and a number of different food drives ongoing and other activities, too, that Lift Up is participating in. One in particular is called Donate to the Plate. I want to say this was your idea.
Actually, Donate to the Plate has been around for several years. It's our biggest fundraiser awareness campaign. It really starts in October and runs through the end of the year. So it's been around for a while, but it's just a big awareness for donations financially, food, and volunteerism.
And it really kind of spans all of those different things. Of course, it's more of a, like you say, an awareness campaign for folks to learn more about Lift Up. There are so many ways that you can be involved. Again, we talk about this so often that everybody loves the idea of the food drive, which, of course, is so helpful and so much appreciated by Lift Up and by the folks that they serve. But you can also volunteer at one of the seven food pantries. You're actually dealing with folks that are coming in and getting food, plus the extended tables in Glenwood and Rifle. Then, of course, the thrift stores at Rifle and Parachute, which Lift Up has manned for the last several years. And there's actually something in December. Holy Cross, Bristlecone Sports, and John and Jan Haynes are giving some special financial support during this holiday season as well. Holy Cross Energy, and then Bristlecone Sports, of course, in Basalt there at in Willits, right around the corner from Whole Foods. Monetary donations, just because of the way things work, actually go a little bit further than if you buy an extra can of food or something like that at the grocery store, don't they? Isn't it like a certain number of cents per pound that those monetary donations can buy of food?
Well, it kind of works out to, for example, a $20 donation, you know, that costs about five cups of coffee, translates to about 80 pounds of food. And because of some of our coordination and discounts that we can buy food efficiently, it stretches those dollars. And we kind of like to put it out there, even if you do something like a $105 donation, that's 375 pounds. That's about a pound of food a day that we could purchase with that kind of contribution. And then you kind of mentioned about Holy Cross and Bristlecone and John and Jan underwriting. This time of year, with our clients that come in to Lift Up, they're provided with a holiday gift card for a grocery gift card. So they actually can buy the food to supplement what they need. And so they help underwrite that. And a lot of our financial donations help us not only with this program, but throughout the whole entire year, all the support that we get right now.
And of course, there's a need for Lift Up services year round. It's this time of year that people are in a giving spirit, and so, of course, you take advantage of that. You accept those donations, but really the need is there year-round. And by the way, we've got Colorado Gives Day coming up next Tuesday, the 10th, and if you schedule a donation, even if you pledge it for the rest of the year, it still counts toward the additional money that Lift Up can receive through Colorado Gives Day and I can never remember the name of the organization that sponsors Colorado Gives Day, but you can find Colorado Gives Day information at coloradogives.org and then just search for Lift Up or search by zip code in this area. And that's another way that you can kind of extend your dollar a little bit further. You're looking for continuing donations in the tune of, again, everything is welcome. If you want to make a food donation at one of the many food drives that we'll talk about here in a bit, or if you want to make a monetary donation to Lift Up directly on the website at liftup.org. Folks love the canned food drive. Those are so popular around here, Debbie. I don't know if you probably have a better context on this than I do. Is it that way all over the country? Do people love donating food to the food drives, or is it just something special about this area that food drives are so successful?
Well, obviously food drives go on year-round. Hunger, unfortunately, is a year-round challenge for so many. This time of year, people do, as you had said, are in the giving spirit, and that is nationwide. But we are so blessed. Our community is amazing. We have so many, we have over 75 food drives that take place from October through the end of this year. And our community steps up in so many different ways to support Lift Up. As you'd mentioned, we do take financial donations directly off the website. You also can do a mail-in. And we also do participate in Colorado Gives. One thing is people should look for us under our full name. Lift Up is an acronym for Life, Interfaith, on Unemployment and Poverty. And so we have to make sure that they sometimes have to find us under that huge, long name. So, but yes, we are very blessed with how many people host food drives and from Aspen all the way to Parachute. We have a lot of different things going on.
Thank you for mentioning that. I did not realize that. So Life Interfaith Team on Unemployment and Poverty is what you're looking for. So if you're just looking for the word Lift, you may not find it on the Colorado Gives website. So, yeah,
right.
Thank you for mentioning
that. Try to put both in there, but that is our true legal name.
Gotcha. A lot of people, you know, again, back in May 1982, during the big oil shale bust, that's when Lift Up was founded. And as I recall, by a number of different churches that got together, saw a need that they felt needed to be served. And here we are 37 years later, and still there are folks that are going without meals. A lot of people may think, well, get a job, pay for your own food. And it's not always that simple. There are a number of reasons why people might find themselves in one of Lift Up's food pantries, and those can include health issues and some other stuff too, right?
Yes, like we like to say when we describe the face of hunger, it really can happen to anyone at any time. It may be that they've had health issues, medical bills, they've been unable to work, they've accumulated debt, loss of income, accidents, natural disasters. Lift Up stepped in and helped during the Christine fires, when there's been flooding, when something happens with a family. It also stretches across all demographics. So we have seniors, you have disabled, you have veterans, we have families, we have youth, teens, and everything in the gamut in between. So it really can happen to anybody, and we unfortunately see all of those different challenges, but Lift Up is there to help. And that's really where we like to step in and put some people at ease. We do have a lot of people that are working, but they're not able to make it. There's a pretty high cost of living here, and sometimes it's just difficult for people to stretch those dollars across the board.
Again, the website is liftup.org. You can make a monetary donation there. If you'd rather attend one of the many events that are coming up, one of the many food drives, there are plenty of opportunities for you to do so. We'll talk about those when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Debbie Patrick, the Director of Marketing and Development for Lift Up. Again, this is a busy time of year for Lift Up, taking donations. Actually, generally from our conversations in the past, Debbie, Lift Up's needs and its service to the community really does not change that much through the year. Maybe some holiday meals and that kind of thing that are kind of special distributions. But generally, the services that Lift Up provides are necessary year-round.
Yes, that's one of our biggest messages, is that hunger is a challenge year-round. It's not just during the holidays. It's actually also one of the reasons that we kind of made a shift in our holiday gift program. We used to do holiday food gift baskets with very traditional food, traditional Thanksgiving / Christmas food. And now we've changed that to a holiday gift card because we found that we have quite a variety of people that have variety of diets. And this allows them to kind of go and get some things that they might not be able to get otherwise from the pantry to kind of enjoy and celebrate the holidays in a different way. So that's one of the reasons we've actually provided these holiday grocery gift cards, one per family, that are already part of our program.
And, you know, we've talked about this a number of times over the years. I've heard from more than one executive director that's asked, if you're going to do a food drive for Lift Up, just give us a heads up so that they know that all of that food is coming. And clearly, the business community got that message, Debbie, because I see you've actually got a very inclusive, very long list of organizations that are hosting food drives of one kind or the other, including, I feel like the first one that comes to mind is Glenwood Caverns. For I don't know how many years, but it's been a lot. You know, they've accepted during special events a can of food to Lift Up or for Lift Up in exchange for a tram ride. And they've been doing that so many times. I know that's been a huge benefit to Lift Up.
Well, yes. I mean, the whole team at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park has been amazing to Lift Up. It started with the trams and then the conversion over to the gondolas. This year it was called Gondola Giving, and it was their launch for Music on the Mountain and Winter on the Mountain. During the summer, they did Music on the Mountain throughout summer with the new gondolas. This year we just had the kickoff for Winter on the Mountain. And in exchange for a $20 grocery gift card, four people could ride for free. And then also, if you donated any kind of a food donation, you could ride for free. And we received over $1,100 in gift cards during this event that was just 2 weeks ago, wow. As well as a lot of food. And the caverns have just been so amazing to us, and we just really appreciate what they do for our community.
And, of course, they're not the only ones. Glenwood Subaru, during the Share the Love event, which is a national thing, but the local dealers get to choose a local charity to support as well. And Glenwood Subaru, during the Share the Love event, has chosen Lift Up. They'll actually donate $250 to Lift Up between now and January 2nd of next year. And even if you choose that money to go to a different national charity, they'll still donate $50 to Lift Up for every vehicle that is purchased between now and January 2nd. Something like that, Debbie, really comes down to putting your money where your mouth is. You know, anybody can say they support local nonprofits and local charities, but it's another thing to actually write a check. And clearly they believe enough in what Lift Up is doing that they want to support Lift Up financially.
Yes. Again, Glenwood Subaru has been really great. They came to us. We're their the local hometown charity for Glenwood Subaru. And as you said, for anybody that purchases a new or leases a new Subaru from Glenwood Subaru between now and January 2nd, $250 can be donated to Lift Up, or you can choose from four other national charities. But, of course, we hope that everyone will pick Lift Up. And then Glenwood Subaru will donate an additional $50 to Lift Up because we are their hometown charity of choice. And in addition to that, if you go in and you bring in food, they're also having a food drive at the dealership throughout this entire time. And they've got all these prizes they're giving away. So if the more food you bring, the better it is. We also have a display board with a lot of information about Lift Up there. But Subaru has been great, and so we really encourage you to stop by and check out them and appreciate everything they're doing for us.
They're also doing a food drive at Two Rivers Community School in Glenwood. It's kind of ironic. I remember back May of 1982, my elementary school, we had a canned food drive in the early days of Lift Up. And so it was probably later that year, I guess, probably toward this time of year, I guess, Thanksgiving, Christmas. So it's interesting to see schools still doing the canned food drive, getting the young people interested and letting them know that, you know, maybe there are other kids out there that aren't getting 3 square meals a day. Cooper Wine and Spirits is also taking canned food food donations through Christmas Eve. Rifle Middle School is also doing a food drive through December 12th, and Cub Scout Pack 224 will be looking for food donations at Clark's Market in Aspen and City Market in Aspen as well until December 17th. Of course, all of this information you can get at liftup.org if you want to check out where and who are doing the food drives. Of course, not everybody can buy an extra can of food when they're at the grocery store. Not everybody can make a monetary donation. But there are plenty of volunteer opportunities at Lift Up as well. Not only in the food pantries, but, you know, I feel sometimes we kind of gloss over the extended tables because there's usually a waiting list for folks to serve at the extended table, so it's not always that much of a need. But those folks that do volunteer to serve food in Glenwood and Rifle at the extended table soup kitchens, that is very much appreciated by Lift Up as well.
Right. I mean, the extended table is kind of an ongoing commitment. Most of that is done through organizations and groups of people that make a commitment to shop, plan, prepare, serve, clean up, the whole thing, on a regular basis. So those are kind of ongoing groups. We always look for groups, whether they're church groups, organizations that want to, as a team, kind of take on that effort. And they really, a lot of them have done it for a long time. It's very rewarding, and people really enjoy doing that. Same thing with the food pantries. Really, we look for help there for even a few hours a week on an ongoing basis. And we have locations in Aspen, Carbondale, Glenwood, Newcastle, Rifle, Parachute. So, again, there's opportunities all up and down the valley to be involved with our food pantries. If you like computer entry work, we need people that can help with that. If you like to lift heavy stuff and want to go help with grocery rescue, we need people that can help us with those areas. If you want to be there to help hand and work out with our clients to help them choose and get their food, we need that kind of help. So there's different opportunities based on what you prefer to do. We really appreciate getting any kind of volunteer help that we can get.
When we talk about food drives, you know, we always say non-perishable food item. Canned food, of course, is a really easy one. Do you have a more complete list on the website?
Yeah, there is a complete list on the website because there are things like dried items, so beans, nuts, rice, pasta, macaroni and cheese. I always share this number. We went through 100,000 boxes of macaroni and cheese in a year. It's
wow.
Kind of overwhelming when you really look at the numbers.
That's almost adds up to what I went through in macaroni and cheese boxes when I was in high school.
Right. It's amazing how much we go through. So dry items like that, cereal, crackers, and then the general staples, things like peanut butter, which is an excellent source of protein. It can be used in every meal. Baking items like sugar, flour, Bisquick, boxed juices for kids or energy bars. And all of these are on there. This year we did something a little different. Each month we have a different highlighted item as a food item. So this month for December is flour and Bisquick month because there's a lot of baking going on. But each month we try to have something different. So if we talk about beans, dried or canned, it's kind of a reminder that that's a great source of fiber or how you can stretch your dollars in preparing something like that. But we still want to look at healthy options too. So we look towards low sugar, low sodium, things like that too when you're evaluating. And one of the other things we encourage people to watch for is watch for BOGO, meaning buy one, get one. So if you're at the store and it's buy one, get one, go ahead and get that second one and consider donating it if you're already out there shopping.
That's a great idea. Again, liftup.org is a great clearinghouse of information. Are you also active on social media?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page as well.
Okay. So like Lift Up on Facebook, and you can get more updates on specific locations where food drives are happening. So we mentioned a few. Of course, we mentioned the Share the Love event at Glenwood Subaru through January 2nd of next year. So you can stop there, and you can see that awesome display out at Glenwood Subaru about Lift Up. Again, Two Rivers Community School through December 16th, Rifle Middle School through December 12th. You can help support the students by dropping off some food donations there. Or if you have students that are going to one of those schools, obviously just send it to school with them. Cub Scout Pack 224, which is one of the more active scout packs in our area. They'll be at Clark's and City Market in Aspen through December 17th. From time to time, again, Cooper Wine and Spirits through Christmas Eve is accepting food donations for Lift Up. And I think I covered all of the ones on that list. And as I said, there are others, which we will talk about when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Debbie Patrick, the Director of Marketing and Development for Lift Up. Again, you can learn more about Lift Up. You can make a donation online at liftup.org. In the previous segment, we're talking about, you know, my first experience with Lift Up a long, long time ago. There are actually still ways that you can get the whole family involved with the idea of charities and giving. And this year, you've got this cool idea. It's a reverse Advent calendar.
Yeah, we're excited about this. It's an opportunity for the families to get involved. Start today because it. We're starting Advent. This is a chance to create a special box or basket, place it next to your dining area, and each night or morning, if that works better for you, place one non-perishable food item, a can of food, a bag of rice, a box of cereal, a package of cookies, or some other food item into your Advent box leading up to Christmas Eve. So each day, one item. And then donate your box to the nearest Lift Up food pantry right after the first of the year. This will give you a chance to just take a few minutes and reflect with your family each night and discuss with them about what you might have or how you're fortunate or what it feels like to share with others.
It was one of my favorite things when I was a kid growing up was the Advent calendar. You know, and each day had a different picture. I know they've got different types, but what a great way to kind of incorporate that into the spirit of giving during Christmas time and the Christmas season. That's a fantastic idea. Do you have information by that, the suggestion for how to do the reverse Advent calendar on the website as well, Debbie?
Yeah, we will make sure that it's there. Yes.
Fair enough. Other key events that you have coming up. Actually, there are a number of events happening this week. First of all, speaking of the thrift stores in Rifle and Parachute, you're offering free cookies and coffee at the thrift stores. Obviously, Lift Up and Family Visitor Programs have been partners in Defiance Thrift Store in Glenwood for a number of years. But the thrift stores in Rifle and Parachute, I believe, are the newest thrift stores. And they've become very popular locations, not only for donations, people that, you know, want to donate gently used items, but they've also been very popular folks looking for bargains.
Yes. So on the thrift stores, first of all, this Thursday is when we have free cookies and coffee day. And Defiance is a great partner with us. We actually 50% of donations come back to Lift Up through them. So we consider them a sister thrift store to us, and I've really appreciated working with them. The thrift stores also allow us to help some of our clients. Sometimes when they have needs, we have at the thrift stores everything that you might want to do for your shopping, or we also receive donations. There's everything from books and small kitchen appliances, toys, dishware, and, of course, a lot of clothing. And also we get quite a bit of furniture. So, again, it's a great option for really cost-efficient shopping for the holidays, as well as if you want to clean out a little bit and make a donation to us during this time, as you get ready for maybe new things that you're going to be getting this holiday season.
There you go. Again, that's this Thursday, free cookies and coffee at the thrift stores in Rifle and Parachute. So Thursday the 5th, just to be clear. Business after hours, the Cowboy Christmas business after hours at Bullock's in Glenwood, recently reopened after a few year hiatus. They've actually set up what they call a generosity tree. You can buy ornaments to decorate, and then a $2 fee from those ornaments will go to Lift Up. Plus, they want to have some gifts around the base of that tree for Lift Up as well.
So it'll be, they're going to be selling the ornaments to decorate the generosity tree. That $2 fee comes to Lift Up, and then it's food items to come in they're going to put underneath the tree. So they're encouraging, it's another food drive, but they also are doing the added benefit of the ornaments, and it's during Glenwood Springs Chamber Business After Hours this Friday.
Again, which are normally like 5 to 7. If memory serves. Again, that's at Bullock's in downtown Glenwood. And you can find, if you want to get something maybe a little bit different in terms of food, again, there's a complete list of items that they're looking for at liftup.org. And again, this month, the big push is flour and pancake mix. Then some other upcoming events this month. Aspen Film and Wheeler, they're going to do a free showing of Polar Express. Great, great, great movie. It's on our Christmas list every year. Friday, December 20th at 5:30 is when that showing is, and they're asking for non-perishable food items for Lift Up as your admission. Again, that's Friday, December 20th. That's a collaboration between Aspen Film and the Wheeler Opera House. Actually, that's a good question. What is your the favorite Christmas movie in your house? Do you have one?
Oh, goodness. I think we've already seen Home Alone like 3 times this season. And then we're big Hallmark movie fans, to be honest. So okay. We're kind of addicted to the Hallmark movies.
Okay, that's fair. That's the Home Alone movies are definitely at the top of our list. Primarily the first couple, but occasionally, you know, the third one will jump in there from time to time. But yeah, it's a long list and actually getting longer. By the way, if you haven't seen Noel on Disney Plus yet, it's worth watching too, worth adding to the list.
Oh, that's good. We'll do that.
Yeah, it's Anna Kendrick is in it. The same girl that was in the Pitch Perfect movies. She's she's very cute, very 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 cute movie, and kid friendly, which is always important. Another, by the way, food drive that is ongoing this year. Pickin County Libraries are doing food for fines again this year from December 20th to the end of the year. Get a dollar off your fines with each non-perishable food donation that you bring in. So if you've had War and Peace out for the last 20 years, well, you can get some of that, some of those fines reduced if you bring in some non-perishable food items. Again, there are other food drives that may be ongoing. The ones that Lift Up knows about, and there are a lot, are at liftup.org. Plus, you can keep in touch with them on Facebook as well. And again, you can make a monetary donation at liftup.org. Also, if you'd like to become a volunteer at one of the food pantries, of course, complete contact information is on the website, and you can always call 625-4496. Anything else that we have not covered that you want to make sure we mention?
There's one other event that's actually this weekend as well. It's on Saturday. Aspen Valley Ski Club is hosting their winter kickoff rail jam at Aspen Highlands from 9 to 4. And registration is free with the donation of at least 3 cans or non-perishable food items. So we really appreciate the partnership with ABSC. We also participated with them earlier this year in their ski swap. So go this weekend and have fun at the Rail Jam up at Highlands.
And that's, again, at Highlands from 9 to 4 this Saturday. That's when Aspen Valley Ski Club is hosting that. Yeah, I don't know how I missed that one, but I somehow did.
Oh, we have so many different things going on. And
indeed.
We still have people calling that are interested in hosting food drives, and we do host food drives throughout the entire year. Obviously, right now we have a lot going on. But if you're interested in working with an organization, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, or things like Kiwanis or Rotary, or your business, we have a lot of people who do contests. You mentioned several of the schools. I'm like you. I remember when I was a brownie and was able to be involved with a food drive for a family, and I still remember that all these years later. So if you want to put together a food drive, any time of year, please give us a call because we will promote it. That's another thing. We do promote our food drive through the media and through PR and social media and on our website because we want to thank you for hosting a food drive for us, and at the same time that makes it even more successful for people to donate. So,
absolutely. Again, the website is liftup.org. And if you prefer the old-fashioned method, the telephone still works. It's 625-4496 is the phone number. Again, everything that folks give is welcome, be it food, monetary donations, or just the gift of their time. Again, 625-4496 or liftup.org. And again, Lift Up is part of Colorado Gives Day next Tuesday, December 10th. So you can learn more there at coloradogives.org. And remember, if you are searching for Lift Up on the Colorado Gives list, remember that their full name is Life Interfaith Team on Unemployment and Poverty. So remember that if you're like me and sometimes a little slow on the uptake.
It's hard to remember.
And I feel like without going into detail, Angela Mills couldn't be with us today because she's got some family health concerns that she had to take care of. So just thoughts and prayers for her and her family today. And I've said this a number of times. So interesting with nonprofits, how it's just the right person at the right place and the right time. I really feel like Angela has been that. She was in the private sector for so many years and obviously was aware of Lift Up through her previous job. And I think she's been a fantastic executive director for Lift Up. I think the organization is really lucky to have her.
We definitely feel that way. And the organization is just continuing to grow and be part of the community and give back, and that's what we really like to do. And so many people, our donors overall are amazing. I mean, we have people that have been donating almost the whole time that Lift Up has existed. And then we continue to get a lot of new donors because people hear about us and realize that there are people out there that need support. And we really appreciate everybody, what they're doing for us. And we appreciate you guys having this program to share the need. So thank you.
It's our pleasure, as you know. Again, search Facebook for Lift Up. Go to liftup.org, or you can always call 625-4496. Debbie, it's been a pleasure, as always. All the best to you. A Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas.
We'll be talking to you in 2020, if not before.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.